Are you ready for Star 10?
Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh!
Surfer Crawl.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
It's the Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. That was a set of all landlocked surf bands, the best kind, because they have more time to practice that way.
Yeah, surf bands without coasts.
The Trashman Bird Bad. The Dimensions did Slippery When Wet. You can hear that on, what's that album called?
On the Satan label.
Get On Board. Good album of surf.
Get Aboard.
Get Aboard. Citations did Moon Race. Evan Carroll and the Tempos of the Monster. And the Jades opened it up, Surfing Crow. You can hear that on the Gaiety Story Volume 1, I believe. Just came out in time for the gay games. Anyway, what do we got today? We have piles of records to play. We got news for knuckleheads, and I think that's it. We got nothing to give away today. Hillbilly Hangover, Blues Hangover, Vom, Vibe Report.
So play along at home.
Bill Brooch, getting ready for your last show at the A-Bones?
Yep.
It's tonight at Maxwell's, the final Hully Gully.
My last sound check at Maxwell's, my last supper.
Mm-hmm. The end of an earache.
You got that right.
And we got a lot of requests. You know, we always play the requests in the beginning of the show, and then this is the time of year when no one's listening, so... If you don't hear your request...
Then don't complain.
We did play it. Anyway...
If you're not listening, don't turn your radio up.
Yep. On the Excello label, the Blues Rockers. Their Ode to Derry.
Caught an old cow down on the farm. Caught an old cow's up to the barn. The cow moved this morning just before day. You better come and get it, we got to give it away. We're gonna give a little milk and give a little cream. Got the best that you has ever seen. Calling all cows down on the farm. Calling all cows up to the barn. We're gonna give a little buddy a little margarine. And when you get it, I know that you'll be pleased. Down to the pasture, into the woods. We're gonna get a little something that's mighty good. Last night I heard Papa and my mama say, stop her before she give it all away. If you want a good steak, come and go with me. I know a place to get the best that you has ever seen. Calling all cows down on the farm. Calling all cows up to the barn. When you hear this song, don't be mad at me. I'm just talking about a little milk and cream. Just talking about a little milk and cream. I'm just talking about a little milk and cream.
Well, all right, but why can't you just get physical like a human?
Well, in this big wide world, it's dog eat dog if you're planning on getting. Play it all, you better. Go, boy! Go, boy! You better. Go, boy! Yeah? You better go. Well, you better count your pennies if you go. Get on top, you're gonna wind up on bottom. If you go, I got you, better. Go, boy. Go, boy. You better. Go, boy. Yeah. You better go. Oh, go, boy. got any brakes, and if you got any more of that, what it takes, you better go, boy. Go, boy. You better go, boy. Yeah, you better go. Well, you're on your own if you ever get down and you need any help.
Man, that cat comes on like Godzilla.
Oh, baby, baby, just come in town. Now, have you heard about the dance? Bobby Sox put it down. It's called the cat hop.
Meow, meow, meow.
Oh, the cat hop.
Meow, meow, meow.
Yeah, it's the cat hop.
Meow, meow, meow.
You just gotta learn to do the cat hop.
Meow, 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 meow.
Push your tip on your toes and kind of move around, and then you wiggle low and almost touch the ground, and that's the cat hop. Oh, the cat hop. Yes, girls, that's the cat hop. And you just gotta learn to do the cat hop. Honey child, put your arms all around me. Hold me and squeeze me tight. I'm gonna teach you the cat hop. And I'll teach you how to do it right. Cause we're going to a party. We cross town tonight. And when we hit that joint, we're gonna hit it right. We'll do the cat hop. Oh, the cat hop. Yeah, the cat hop. You just gotta learn to do the cat hop. Got to do it too. First you tip on your toes, kinda move around, and then you wiggle low and almost touch the ground, and that's the cat hop. Oh, the cat hop. Yes, little girls, that's the cat hop. You just gotta learn to do the cat hop.
Scat!
When you live like an animal, anything goes.
I'm Mickey Gilly. This is a hit!
Pa's in the kitchen and Ma's in the barroom. Pa's in the kitchen and Ma's in the barroom. Pa's in the kitchen and Ma's in the barroom. Taking her chin and falling. Pa's in the kitchen and Ma's in the barroom. Pa's in the kitchen and Ma's in the barroom. Pa's in the kitchen and Ma's in the barroom. Now she's out of sprawling. If Pa come down to let her in, she hit him in the head with that fizzing gin. Got that chin all on the floor. Said I'm going right back to get some more. Pa's in the kitchen and Ma's in the barroom. Pa's in the kitchen and Ma's in the barroom. Pa's in the kitchen and Ma's in the barroom. Drinking her gin and falling.
We're gonna make up for the stoppers, both the far and the near. We're gonna rock around in a sad light. Around the world, both the day and night. We're just the people around, watching the world go by. We're gonna rock for the moon, we're gonna rock for the stoppers, and we'll even rock for the planet Mars. We're gonna rock around in a sad light. Around the world, both the day and night. We're just the people around, watching the world go by. Lincoln's, Chrysler's, Cadillacs, others Volkswagens, and this and that. But you and me, baby, we're flying high, we're flying wide, not a satellite. We're just the people around, watching the world go by. We're just the people around, and watching the world go by.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
It is the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. Joe Tate there, Satellite Rock.
Nice stereo on that one. It's a great opportunity if you like to sing and play snare drum at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You can just roll off that channel.
Before that, we heard the Coronets with Paws in the Kitchen. Mickey Gilley by request. I Ain't Bo Diddley. Maybe somebody requested. I forgot what they requested. The Dodgers, Cat Hop, also by request. Floyd Lee did Go Boy. And the Blues Rockers, another request item, opened it up on the Accelo label, Calling All Cows.
At ease, you cows.
A good one. Anyway, we got things to renounce. Of course, tonight is the last A-Bones show ever. That's at Maxwell's, along with the Henchmen, with a T.
From Ohio, or Oyo.
If you go out in front of the Mojo Guitar Shop right about now, you'll catch Coughing Joe, the great Brazilian film director. And he's signing autographs in selling his latest video release at Gary Balaban's table in front of the Mojo Guitar Shop. That is 102 St. Mark's Place between 1st and A, and that's right now until 4 o'clock.
The Mojo Guitar Shop Fun and Film Emporium. It's worth getting an autograph from this guy, even if you've never heard of him like I haven't, because he's got fingernails are about 8 inches long, so watch him actually hold a pen and sign something. It's going to be kind of interesting.
I hope they don't have the guy from the False Prophets impersonating him.
I hope not, too.
If you read the Village Voice this week and saw that the Liars were playing at Brownies, they actually screwed up their voice. The Liars played Brownies last night. Tonight is Wild Carnation, which is the guys from the Feelies over at Brownies.
But definitely go last night because it was a great show.
Yeah. Simon and the Bar Sinisters at the Levy tonight. And the Senders are playing at a First Street Fair at First and First at 8 p.m. tonight.
Actually, I guess we saw one of the opening acts for that as we were headed out here.
Yep.
That's
it for announcements, but let's get to the news. Mm-hmm. I've been interesting following this girl gang that murdered the livery cab driver in Brooklyn. One of them had a ponytail, tan shorts, and a matching shirt. The other one had a gun. Three girls all in their late teens. They think they're between 15 and 17 years old.
They're narrowing
killed it down. A livery cab driver, a poor Ecuadorian immigrant, on Crescent Boulevard in East New York a couple of days ago. The first female gang murder suspects in quite a while in New York. I guess they grabbed him up out in Queens and he had him drive them to Crescent Street, one girl, and shot him and robbed him, and they fleed in his car. The only description that anybody got was a black teenage girl, 5'6", 135 pounds, wearing a ponytail and a beige shirt and matching shorts. The three are believed between 16 and 19 years old. One wore her hair in pigtails, making her the pigtail killer. Pretty much the whole story, but I'm looking forward to an update on that one.
I think I see her now. Look, there's two of her.
We saw a whole gang getting shaken down by the cops on our way here.
Yeah, that was pretty wild.
I see 15 teenagers on their knees being frisked by the cops. It's always a comforting thought.
Yeah. Just grab hold of that fence and don't say a damn thing.
Well, here's an interesting story.
I'll be the judge.
I personally always hated this guy because I'll tell you the whole story in a minute. But Bob Guccione Jr., known also as Junior, publisher of Spin Magazine, and it says here, High Priest of Political Correctness. He's about to be sued for sexual harassment. The New York Observer reports that at least a dozen female employees at Spin have complained about a, quote, hostile work environment. One of them, a woman in her 20s who worked as an intern, has hired an attorney who is preparing a suit against Guccione and Spin. The unidentified woman tells the Observer that during one of the meetings with three other male executives at present, Guccione asked her, if you were on a desert island, which one of us would you pick to have sex with so you can procreate the human race?
Is there a time limit?
Yeah.
I didn't study.
I did a little work for Spin. I had very bad experiences there, but my favorite was...
Which one would you have picked, though?
To have sex with?
Never mind.
I think I'd make Bob my punk. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Little Junior. Well, he is known for, like, taking women to Europe and then having them dump him on the one that gets back.
Well, that's an interesting thing to be known for.
Yeah, that's... He also did say that Kurt Cobain was a better songwriter than John Lennon.
That's interesting.
What is that noise? Is that?
I don't know. Are we being bombed by the Russians?
Wait. We are indeed being bombed by the Russians.
Holy smokes.
Wow, I never knew if the emergency broadcast system thing actually worked. What's happening here?
Uh-oh. Should we stay tuned for information?
Oh, boy. Anyway.
That's us.
Maybe we should have a hillbilly hangover about right now. This next one we're going to hear, this is the Carter family.
Who I believe are at a state of war with this country right now.
Rarely ever let AP sing lead. In fact, only twice in their long career. And this is a request item. And after that, we got an Emmett Miller request item to get out of the way. Probably the most profound and profoundly disturbed country singer of all time. And then we get some more stuff in there. You'll like this hillbilly hangover. I guarantee it. AP Carter and the Carter family. By request.
My jumper, start Clover Hall. Catch a train they call the Cannonball from Buffalo to Washington.
Here's our regular Saturday night dance, which is held here each and every Saturday night at the Johnny Mac Brown High School. And I want you all to be on your best behavior, because these nice Mercury Music people are here tonight. So be on your best behavior. They got... All right. All right.
What's the matter, honey? There's a tear in your eye. Do white folks say they don't know where you go when you die? Come to your mammy, dear. And listen here. I'll tell you where those colored children go when they leave here. Now there's a happy land above the skies so blue. And listen, what's a wind down for you? Come and lay your... That Yankee head in a bit on a pillow of white and sleep tonight. Oh, while the angels will watch over you every night, a little kick pop up from the ground will feed molasses all around. Old Uncle Joe is up playing tunes upon that ever-loving old banjo. The streets are all paved with gold. I am told every bird in the sky has diamond eyes. Now ain't that nice? Every little kinky-headed girl and boy has the cutest silver pony just for a toy in the place they call that Piccadilly Paradise. With gold, I am told every bird in the sky eyes, have diamond eyes. Now in the night, every little kinky-headed girl and boy has the cutest silver pony just for a toy. In the place they call that Piccadilly Tavern,
moving along here. Here's one we'd like to do for old Roy and his good wife, Rosalie, over at Roy's Radio Repair. Remember Roy's motto, if it's working, don't bring it to Roy. All right. This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay.
We bought the license, went to see Parson Brown. Corey couldn't wait, and she throws me down. Says, now, Parson, don't wait so long. 2 more minutes and I'm going wrong. She's coming through town in a red nightgown. Somebody hit Corrine with 2 headlocks and a sock in the jaw. I said, Corrine, what's the matter now? Said, Papa said, don't take me too fast. If you take me too fast, sweet mama can't last. She's coming through town in a red nightgown. Somebody hit Corrine. We went home to settle down. Corrine chased me round and round. Says, now, Papa, don't you run. You might meet you, son of a gun. She's coming through town in a red nightgown. Somebody hit Corrine. She called in the neighbors to head me off. I made a high dive for the old hayloft. About daybreak, I must say, in the peanut hay, sweet mama strayed. She's going through town in a red nightgown. Somebody hit Corrine. The goobers flew and the hay went wild. Fireman, fireman, save my child. Never again will I settle down with the girl they call Corrine Brown. She's coming through town in a red nightgown. Somebody hit Corrine.
Hadn't said that. All right, mighty fine. Moving right along here, we want to dedicate our hymn today to Burford and anybody else who was locked up in the hospital like he was. Wait a minute. We want to dedicate it to our sick and shedding friends. I'd like to ask the boys to gather around the microphone and take off their hats for an old-time favorite. Here is Church in the Wild Wood.
Salvation, faith, the love of God in our
Let's get it out of here, boys. Old clock on the wall said it's time to get out of here. This is old Road Hog and his Cadillac Cowboys saying we'll see you next week, same time, same station. Till then, don't forget to go by and see Ernie down at Ernie's Egg Market and my old friend Burford. Burford's open 3 nights a week, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. The next week, till next week, is old Road Hog saying, it is better to have loved and lost. Wait a minute, I don't know if I remember all the words that one. Oh, yeah. It is better to have loved and lost than never to have lost at all. Where there's smoke, there's fire. A penny saved is a penny earned. It takes one to know one. When the cat's away, the mice will play. Love is a many splendid thing. An apple a day keeps a doctor away. Two wrongs don't make it right. Are we off? Why'd y'all say that about Burford, boys? Wish y'all hadn't said that.
This has been another week program.
Beast in me is caged by frail and fragile bars, restless by day and by night, rants and rages at the stars. God help the beast in me. Beast in me has had to learn to live with pain and how to shelter from the rain, and in the twinkling of an eye might have to be restrained. God help the beast in me. Sometimes it tries to kid me that it's just a teddy bear, and even somehow manage to vanish in the air. And that is when I must beware of the beast in me that everybody knows. They've seen him out dressed in my clothes, patently unclear. If it's New York or New Year, God help the beast in me. The beast in me.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Today's Hillbilly Hangover, Johnny Cash, The Beast in Me, alias Houndsteen. I wonder if that, is that record selling? Does anybody know?
I don't know, I was thinking about that the other day. The thing I'm curious about, too, is that the vicious rumor that Rick Rubin is recording Jerry Lee Lewis next.
He couldn't screw it up. He didn't screw up Johnny Cash.
No, he certainly didn't.
Couldn't be any worse than some of the producers that Jerry Lee's had.
Yeah, if ever there was a guy who's begging for a good record again, yeah. It certainly has been long enough.
Before that, we heard Wayne Rainey, We Need a Lot More Jesus and a Lot Less Rock and Roll. Jimmy Davis, former governor of Louisiana, Red Nightgown. Emmett Miller and his Georgia Crackers did The Pickaninny's Paradise by request. And the Carter Family opened it up with a rare lead vocal from AP, Cannonball.
Is he doing any guitar solos?
No, he didn't play much. But he did put his name on all the songs, so...
Sensible move under the circumstances.
From the Bad Lieutenant Desk, or this week's Bad Lieutenant Desk, a Milwaukee police officer accused of killing a bar bouncer and spraying bullets at the home of Cardinal Joseph Bernardin has been charged with murder. Gabriel Bedoya, age 33, was charged last Saturday in the killing of Julian Rodriguez, age 24. Bedoya's drinking partner and fellow officer John V. Koch, 35, was charged with obstructing justice. The two, quote-unquote, came to Chicago for a good time.
Well, sounds like they had one, although at others' expense.
This was Thursday night. They got drunk, said Chicago Police Lieutenant Richard Stevens. Bedoya then began firing bullets from a service revolver. First, they shot up a hotel, a condominium, sprayed bullets through the door of the Cardinals' home before returning to the Dynasty Club Bar, where Bedoya allegedly shot bouncer Rodriguez in the chest. Both men were charged with weapons violations and were suspended from the Milwaukee police force. Investigators believe Bedoya, a 2-year veteran, did all the shooting. Koch, a 13-year police veteran, was charged with just the firearms offense and as an accomplice.
Wow. You got to watch those inanimate objects in those room interiors, man. They're wily. If you'd had the automatic, you could have covered the area.
Here's a good
better.
One. By the way, if you've been following Visionary of the Week, there's a really interesting series of lectures. I forgot exactly the guy's name was given, but it's every Wednesday at 6 o'clock, and it's on the subject of... No, it's not Wednesday. I'm sorry. It's Tuesday at 6 o'clock on the subject of what happened in Waco, Texas. And also, he's making a lot of references to Jonestown and the CIA mind control experiments that were going on. And now this shows up in the newspaper the next day after I heard the next lecture will be this Tuesday at 6 o'clock on WFMU. Now this thing here is pretty interesting. The body of a scientist who plunged to his death not long after the CIA spiked his drink with LSD 40 years ago was exhumed to determine if he was murdered by the CIA. Forensic scientists will study the remains of Dr. Frank Olson to determine why he fell 10 stories from a New York hotel room back in November of 1953.
I thought Pink Floyd was playing across the street.
Olson's death was ruled a suicide. The expert who will examine Olson's body said the CIA scientist may have killed him because he knew about clandestine activities and his reaction to LSD made him a security risk. Olson's family had suspected foul play since 1975 when the Rockefeller Commission issued a report revealing Olson was one of the many people used by the CIA to study the effects of LSD and other hallucinogens. A second government report said that for 9 years, the CIA picked up unsuspecting patrons in bars and spiked their drinks with LSD.
Oh, man.
Olson, a biochemist who did biological warfare research for the Army and the CIA, was given LSD at a scientific conference in Maryland several days before his death. I'm squeaking. I'm turning into Ken Friedman.
His
jokes are backfiring on me. Dr. Sidney Gottlieb put the drug in a bottle of brandy and served it to Olson and several others, the Rockefeller Commission reported. Olson reacted badly to the drug and was taken to New York several days later by the CIA employees
to chill out
for psychiatric analysis. He was staying at the Statler Hotel across from the Madison Square Garden on 7th Avenue when he crashed through the window onto the 10th floor of his 10th floor room and hit the sidewalk. After the commission's revelation, President Gerald Ford apologized to the Olson family. Oops, sorry, folks. Blasting the CIA action as inexcusable and unforgivable. Congress later awarded the family $750,000 and all the acid they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
The good kind.
All the Cointreau.
Details of the CIA's LSD experiments have never been fully revealed because Gottlieb reportedly destroyed 152 files covering most of the CIA's work with LSD shortly before his retirement in 1973.
He thought they were crawling at him.
Olson's body will be examined for drugs and injuries and that cannot be attributed to the fall. The final report on Olson's body, which was buried in Frederick, Maryland, will be complete in about a month, and I'll keep you updated. They've also are investigating the deaths of Meriwether Lewis and Governor Huey Long.
Ah, they were involved too, huh?
Well,
that's insane. I mean, by charter, they can't spy on you, but they can spike your drink with acid and hurl you out of a 10th floor hotel room.
The company can do whatever they want.
It's true. They do have all the cards. After all,
they're not. They have a. What is it, $20 billion budget, and they are not accountable to anybody, not even Congress?
We have time for one more, or you want to proceed?
We'll do a fast one.
Corpse in coffin bursts into flame. Baton Rouge, Louisiana. A chemical reaction between embalming fluids apparently sparked a fire in a dead man's casket 5 minutes after his wake ended in a small church, police said yesterday. like Hendrix at Monterey, church workers were horrified to find smoke pouring from a closed coffin shortly after mourners left. Quote, I never heard of anything like this, end quote, said city arson investigator Haley Carter. Carter said the deceased was not badly burned and was buried in a new coffin. Wow. I guess that makes Baton Rouge hell.
A new flammable coffin.
Life sucks, and then you die, and then it just gets weirder.
And then you just burn, yeah. Mm. All right, well, this is WFMU East Orange. I'm the Hound. I'm driving for another 2 hours. Mm-hmm. If you get down to Mojo Guitars right now on St. Mark's Place between 1st and A, you can still catch Coffin Joe, the Brazilian film director, and his hat and his nails. He's right in front of the store at Gary Balaban's table.
Get your shoulder sign. Get a tattoo done over it.
Got one here. This is the man who later went on to introduce Don King to Muhammad Ali and ruin boxing for good. But he made a lot of good records in the 50s. The great Lloyd Price. Non-rock and roll Hall of Famer, I might add.
Prove, Mr. Everett, we'd like to show the rest of the country that rock and roll is a safe and sane dance for all young people.
It hasn't hurt me any, has it?
Well, I'm going to Louisiana, gonna take my pocket knife, I'm gonna catch an alligator, gonna fix him up right. I know I got to go since my baby sent the news.
Mama needs a pair of new alligator shoes.
I gotta go,
gotta go.
Cool gators gotta go,
gotta go.
Well, since my baby said it well, I know she looks sweet. Well, the pair of cool gators on the bottoms of her feet, I gotta go.
Cool alligator, gotta go.
Well, I was wading through the swamps full of skeeter snakes and flies. I finally found an alligator just my baby's size. Brother, when I grabbed him, what a bad, bad scene.
The gator wasn't friendly, he was downright mean.
I gotta go,
gotta go.
Cool gators gotta go,
gotta go.
Well, since my baby said it well, I know she looks sweet. Well, the black cool gators on the bottoms of her feet, I gotta go.
Cool alligator, gotta go.
Well, when I arrived home, well, I saw my gal walking down the street with my best pal. I don't know, but sooner or later
I'll find out where that cat found a white alligator.
I gotta go,
gotta go.
Cuckoo gators gotta go,
gotta go.
Well, since my baby said it well, I know she looks sweet. Well, the cuckoo gators
fleas on the bottoms of her feet. I got a blue alligator.
Let's get on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, some rock and roll terpsichore.
One, two, three, four.
When I was a young'un in my teens, my mouth used to water for a lime or bean. Your cabbage and your mustard greens. As for me, I love my lima beans. I travel far. Seen many scenes, my mind never leaves those lima beans. Whenever I have a few cents in my jeans, I spend it all on lima beans.
By any chance, members of this movement toward better music for better living?
For goodness sake, I got a heavy, heavy shake. Woo! I got the shakes. Yeah, the heavy, heavy shake. I can't keep still. You do the hip and shake, shake with all of your might, and then you shake. Woo! Yeah, you shake. Yeah, this is no fake. The hippie, hippie shake. Yeah, shake now. With all of your might, and then you shake. Woo! Yeah, you shake. Yeah, this is no fake. The hippie, hippie shake. The hippie, hippie shake.
I'm gonna let you slide this time, yeah? You greasy enough.
meanwhile, back in the States.
So how in the WFMU East Orange with Lord Luther on the Imperial label, A Thinking Man's Girl. Chan Romero before that with the demo for Hippie Hippie Shake.
Yeah? Thinking Man's Hippie Hippie Shake.
Eddie Ware did Lima Beans. Carl Ballou, Cool Gator Shoes. And Lloyd Price opened it up, Walking the Track.
That's just your personality.
Let's do one quick news story and then get Blues Hangover in before the Vibe Report. John Flansburg from They Might Be Giants called to remind us something that we've completely forgot. WFMU's own Laura Cantrell and her Watchbirds will be at the Mercury Lounge this Tuesday at 9 o'clock on Houghton Street. So, here you go.
Something to look forward to.
Here's a local story. Newark, an East Orange teenager pleaded innocent yesterday to charges that he hanged a 4-year-old neighbor boy to silence him over a burglary. Charged as an adult in an Essex County Superior Court, Anthony Mann, age 17, remained in jail on $100,000 bail. Police said little Terrell Edmondson left home alone by his mother, was hanged by a belt from a doorknob on March the 12th after he recognized Mann and another youth as they broke into his apartment. The teens were after cash and cocaine.
Wow. And if I hear a peep from you, you're going to get more of the same.
That's on that note,
harsh, especially from the guy that directed Winchester 73.
Yeah. Anyway, on that note, let's get Blues Hangover in and out of here with Lightning Hopkins on the Herald label. His best stuff is all on the Herald label, in case you're wondering, folks.
Get rid of that drum over there. Watch it now. Beat that drum, boy. Whoa! You know you got it. That one got it. Whoa, mama told me we gon' have a ball. Whoa, mama told me we gon' have a ball. Got posters coming, baby, and that ain't all. Tell me who you am. Well, somebody ask me, please tell me who you am. Now, since I found out this ain't nothing but blues singing sound.
All right. Sober up and try to listen to this.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Okay.
I would have to go. I can't be good no more. Once like I did before. I can't be good, baby, honey, because the world's gone wrong. Feel bad this morning. Ain't got no home. No use of worrying, cause the world's gone wrong. I can't be good no more. Once like I did before. I can't be good, baby. Only because the world's gone wrong. I told you, baby, right to your head. If I didn't leave you, I would have to kill you dead. I can't be good no more. I can't be good, baby, honey, because the world's gone wrong. I tried to be loving and treat you kind, but it seemed that now, right, got no love in mind. I can't be good no more, once like I did before. I can't be good, baby. Honey, because the world's gone wrong. If you have a woman and she don't be kind, pray to the good Lord to get her off your mind. I can't be good no more, once like I did before. I can't be good, baby, honey, because the world's gone wrong. There is a front door. I can't be good no more. Once like I did before. I can't be good, baby. Only because the world's gone wrong. Pack up my suitcase. Give me my hand. No use to ask me, baby, because I'll never be back. I can't be good no more. Once like I did before. I can't be good, baby, honey, because the world's gone wrong.
Well, I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. Goes like this here.
Great fall, Humpty Dumpty. Humpty Dumpty. Humpty Dumpty. dedicate my first song that I sing to your head. I call it One Meatball.
Back in the jungle.
Out here at WFMU East Orange. Elmore James, Goodbye Baby, from his best album, the Crown album. Before that, Johnny Young did Humpty Dumpty. The Mississippi Sheiks by request, The World's Gone Wrong, recently butchered by Bob Dylan in an incredibly unlistenable version.
Which record? The Better You Better Be Good to Me or whatever that record?
It's called The World's Gone Wrong, actually.
Oh, okay.
Little Walter by request, I Got to Go. And Lightning Hopkins opened it up, and They Wonder Who I Am. Blues Singing Sam. And don't forget, the A-Bones called quits tonight at Maxwell's in Hoboken. They've been performing all of Tommy for the very final time.
Yeah, it's true. We're going to go down swinging.
And the henchmen are on that bill.
And the henchmen from OEO.
Simon and the Bar Sinisters are at the Levee tonight.
For those of you who like
the
to eat and rock.
The Senders be playing on a flatbed truck at 8 o'clock tonight on the corner of 1st and 1st. Laura Cantrell, our very own, at the Mercury Lounge Tuesday with the Watchbirds. And who's this band that Brownies with the guys from the Feelies?
I don't know. You said it at the
Brownies
beginning.
Brownies screwed up their voice at, so the Liars were last night. So if you're planning on going to see the Liars tonight, you missed them. But this band, what are they called again? Oh, Wild Carnation. We're at Brownies tonight.
They're important enough that the A-Bones aren't doing their final gig at Brownies tonight.
The Guitar Wolf.
Oh!
It's at the Continental Divide tonight.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Well,
there you go.
Folks, if you don't feel like going to Hoboken, you can do a lot worse and go see the Guitar Wolf. He's quite astounding.
I saw his video.
Yeah, he really, it's perfect cross between Link Wray and like a Gamera movie.
Chicken Fatality, Fielding, Virginia. I might need a laugh track for this one. James, Robert James Lehman, age 18, died at a hospital about 2 hours after he was struck late Sunday.
By a chicken?
Playing chicken.
Oh, no.
A teenager who said he was playing
crossing
chicken by lying in the middle of a rural road was struck by two cars and died.
Isn't that called playing idiot?
Lehman told hospital officials that he was lying in the middle of the road as part of a game of chicken. A movie released last year showed young people playing a similar game. It's called The Program.
Uh-huh.
And he was struck by a pickup truck and another car, which ran him over. I think it's vibe time.
Oh, joy. Is that a little red light a blinking?
Hello, Roscoe?
Hey.
Let me put your music on, and then you can start vibing. There it is. Okay.
That sounds good, too. I haven't heard that music in a while.
Bop, bop. Okay.
Booze mop.
How are you, Rosk?
Not too bad. And yourself?
I'm okay.
That's good.
I went to see the Liars after I saw you.
You did?
I saw a couple of songs. I was kind of tired, but they were good.
I ended up going home. I turned on my stereo, and my new record started blasting out of there. I realized that I had given Spot a copy of the
with CD. No record in it.
CD with no record in it, so I ended up going back there for another brew myself.
Hmm.
So.
Oh, to where? To Wally's?
To Wally's.
Uh-huh.
You know?
I was on the way home, and I ran into Billy and Miriam and Bill and Michelle, so we stopped in to see the Liars. They got this really good black guitar player.
Really?
He's really cool. He looks cool.
That's cool.
But, you know, I was having a hard time standing up at that point, as I guess you noticed. So
mm-hmm.
I went home pretty after about three songs. But they were sounding good.
I know. It would be nice if some of these rock clubs could incorporate some, like, cots into the thing, you know?
Or if they're going to have six bands on the bill, that is retarded.
You got to at least have a nap, you know?
When they get to that CBGB's formula, it's time to just stop going to places.
Yeah,
I mean, two bands is more of a headache than you really want to bear anyway.
I think Brownies and
Woodstock.
Brownies and the Mercury Lounge have both taken a terrible turn for the worse
by booking too many bands at the same time. Yeah, I
mean,
agree.
It's too much equipment. You know, too many people on the guest list. The whole thing.
And you'll never, you know, find out when the band you want to hear is playing, and you got to listen to all this crap.
Right. You know.
For hours and hours. It's just utterly hateful to the audience. I think the person that books Brownies, whatever her name is, should really be taken out, have a shotgun put in her mouth, and maybe pull the trigger. Maybe one barrel.
I thought it was some guy.
Oh, I don't know. Who is it?
There's the girl, and then there's a new guy who I think is sort of following in her indie rock footsteps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the impression I got.
In her rundown Doc Martin.
I used to like the old CBGB's formula of two bands each playing two sets. I think that's a good way to do it. Like,
yeah,
have the bands play a half an hour.
Yeah.
Half an hour sets. That's like my attention span is at its max, a half an hour.
Well, that's, you know, as opposed to like the Ramones' first set clocking in at 17 minutes.
Hey, and what could you ask for more? That's what we didn't go to last night. We didn't go to Joey's birthday party.
Ah,
I just hate the divide. I just hate going
I wasn't
there.
Invited.
Well, I was actually invited, but...
Well, you're the...
I was invited by HDM.
Oh, boy. Well, let's see. That probably wouldn't be the most fun party anyway. Let's see. Bruce, I'm over.
Sir?
I'm on the corner of, 2nd Avenue and 7th Street because once again it's Saturday and once again I'm in search of Belgian beers and I found myself at Brewski's where they do have a complete selection.
Is Lars in there?
He's not in there.
No, he's got something he's got to do tonight.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's a nice way of putting it. He's got something he's got to do tonight.
Well, I just figured we kind of plugged it shamelessly enough in the last 20 minutes.
Oh, boy. Well, so I had one Blanche beer, and then I'm going to go back and have a Creek beer. And I went out and got a copy of this...
Their syllabus?
Acoustic guitar magazine. No, I have the syllabus on a computer disc.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reading, like, my own article about acoustic-driven, country punk-influenced, hyphenated rock.
Wow. Well, now, what is this pertaining to, precisely?
Well, it's this guy called me up a long time ago about, you know, bands like Uncle Tupelo and Blood Oranges and stuff, and all I wanted to do is get a couple plugs in there for Gibson, Montana, so I could possibly get another... You know, so I wouldn't have to spend over $1,000 on the next guitar that I get from them.
Yeah, man.
So,
hey, listen, if anybody wants me to talk about Martin guitars, for the same reason, in the unlikely event.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't want to... I know how the hound's, you know, disdain for gear talk will just get right off that subject and back into maybe beer talk.
Yeah, beer talk, no fair gear enough. Talk.
But it's still the thing to hold out for in the Belgian beer department is that Vieille Cuvée stuff. I mean, it's just so such an amazing head on
which
it.
Which one?
Vieille Cuvée. I can't spell it. I mean, it was just told to me. It was told to me phonetically, and by the time I had three or four of them, there was no
oh, yeah,
way I was going to be able
them.
To read anyway.
They got them there. I think I may. You know, I'm kind of having like sort of a fun weekend here, and I may actually stay and go through quite a few of the Belgian beers.
Hey, man, knock yourself out.
Actually, I ran into, you know, since going to Tower Books and stuff, I ran into quite a few Han listeners, you know. I could only hope that they were hurrying home to catch the Vibe Report. you know, on this beautiful day, but if there's any of them that, you know, have already enjoyed the show, like, completely, you know, they could come over and meet me.
There's a
Bob Roscoe.
Have a toe with the SCO over at Brewski's.
There's a golden drink buying opportunity happening right now, live, in person.
Right, over
SCO
at Brewski's. Oh, and also, this evening, when the Hound and I show up for your gig at Maxwell's.
I thank you both.
I'll be carrying my passport for the border crossing into New Jersey. And, you know, I know there's no Belgian beers out there, but...
But there's lots of dumbbells.
What are we drinking tonight, Hound? Is it a diet? Is it Diet Amstel or is it
whatever the horse is serving? I got to drive. I think it's beer for me.
Mm.
Mm. Unless you're driving. In which
I can
case,
drive.
It doesn't matter.
Well, you know,
who says I can't drink and drive?
I thank you both in advance because I realize it's kind of tough pole vaulting that river for anything, let alone this.
Well. What are you going to do, you know? Like, sometimes you just got to go.
We just keep saying, it's the last time we're going to have to do this.
Well, folks, these are the two guys that bought me a tuner and said, you either use this or we're never coming to see your band again. So,
no, that was a tuna.
Oh, okay. You either eat
that
this.
Was a tuna. Hey, you know, we kept forgetting to plug. I should do this while we're on mic.
The Devil Dogs at the Continental Divide.
With the Guitar Wolf.
Guitar Wolf, man.
What About Me? Rachel Amato's movie is playing this Thursday at the Anthology Film Archives on 2nd Avenue and 2nd Street at 7 and 9 p.m. It's got... Everybody's in it who died.
Johnny Thunders. Some people that lived, like Richard Hell and Richard Edson.
Jerry Nolan, Rockets Red Glare, a whole bunch of good people in it. I saw it. It's a good movie.
Check it out.
Plug.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good.
Edited by Henry Jones.
I'm liking it.
The lovely and talented too. Henry Jones.
Mm-hmm.
The multi-talented?
Lovely and talented.
Well.
The be-pooked. Henry Jones.
I think. Be-pooked?
Be-pooked-shelled?
Yeah, Henry's real cool. These days he kind of looks like one of those hippies from that Star Trek episode where, like, the hippies come on the Enterprise, you know? He's getting into, like, a really sort of outer space kind of cool thing.
Oh, God, it's the thing just walked by me, and it I had that whole STP flash.
What, Stop the Patchouli?
Yes.
Oh.
Man, it's choking. That stuff is choking.
You get that right. Yeah. Hopefully it's flammable. Maybe you should find out.
It's like post... It's more choking than Giorgio. And, you know, there are restaurants in Los Angeles that have the No Giorgio signs out in front.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, it's tough on the gag reflex.
That's the guy, what's his name, Johnny B. He would, after he put his makeup on, he would, you know, go for some Giorgio, you know.
Ooh.
We'd make him sit in the back of the van.
That's harsh. Should get him his own little sort of Port-a-San trailer like John Bonham had.
Believe me. You know?
You tried?
That's the difference between, you know, like being on Rykodisc and, you know, Warner Brothers.
Being on Atlantic, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Part of the Warner Elektra Asylum trilogy of megalopolises.
Mm-hmm. It's true. A wholly owned subsidiary.
The only American record company.
Who have we not offended yet?
We didn't.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I mean, we didn't offend them.
No, we should offend somebody else.
Well, I don't know. Boy, this roadside vibe report thing is good. It's been a while since I did it. It's really good. But it has a lot...
We'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, there's a lot of that radio sight gag thing going on, but at least, you know, I'm giving my location.
Or in our case, just radio gag thing going on.
Well, no, there's some sights, too.
Radio patchouli gag.
Well...
Maybe we can get it in stereo someday. We're all doing it.
Right.
It's a distinct possibility.
Yeah, not today, because Dr. Tom is in for a while ago.
Maybe he's going to wear, though, in her honor.
The tactful hound. You know, you really are the tactful
hound. I think they
hound.
Should have patchouli gasoline.
Patchouli gasoline?
For the patchouli, never mind.
Patchouli unleaded?
Yeah.
Patchouli lead additive, folks.
Patchouli light.
It burns.
All right, well, this is an 8-minute vibe report for you, those of
okay,
you that
Scuff.
Have been clocking it in.
Keep your receipt.
So, you know, let's be nice to all your bartenders.
Elbows up.
Even the ones that aren't particularly nice to you. And we'll see you tonight.
Okay, Roscoe.
Right.
Don't get hurt in the meantime.
Don't worry.
Aloha.
I'm a professional. Bye-bye.
Our man on the street, Roscoe, the vibe moisture.
Well, that was really pleasant.
That made me thirsty.
Yeah, man, made me thirsty too.
I wouldn't complain so much if they let me get drunk when I did the show, you know?
Well, we tried that a couple weeks ago. I thought it went rather well.
It did go very well.
It was great because
I was happy.
The drunker you got, the more itchy on like those diet CNC colas they were giving me, I got.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff, perfect, CNC cola.
Perfect anti-buzz.
Yeah. Well, folks, the A-Bones are calling it quits after tonight, so get down there to Maxwell's in Hoboken, and let's hear from the A-Bones and the Aura Vom set. We got two request items and two A-Bones tunes, and then we'll call it a bomb. How's that?
Please don't confuse the two.
Yes, really.
Yeah, this soon to be collectible.
Thank you. 69.
If anyone here in the audience been offended by anything I might have said or done during the course of my trying to entertain you, I want you to know sincerely from the bottom of my heart, and I don't give a shit.
Boy sings his way into your hearts.
Well, you can take your gold and your diamonds too. All I want is a ring dang do. Well, I've been looking this old world, looking for a ring dang do. I found I'm in love with a thousand girls, looking for a ring dang do. I got a mojo head and a little girl too. I was down in New Orleans, hey, looking for.
while back in his days.
Down here, WFMU East Orange. So Bill Bruch's choice is his favorite from his career in A-Bone. From the A-Bones and Roy Loney EP, Boy Meets Bones.
That one, the Estrus 45 and the song Cashmerium off of the Teenage Mummy LP. There you have it, folks, something you didn't want to know.
Before that, the Liars from the Sam the Sham tribute album, Turban Renewal, doing Ring Dang Doo. Television by request, Psychotic Reaction. The Arondis, also by request, 69. And the A-Bones, 45. Guess I'm falling in love.
It's a 33, actually. It's a 33 and a third 7-inch. It's the stupidest thing on earth.
Yep. And A-Bones will be calling it quits after their show tonight at Maxwell's.
Hoboken.
Also, let's see, Simon and the Bar Sinners, the Levy, the Senders are playing on a flatbed truck first and first at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. The Watchbirds with our very own Laura Cantrell at the Mercury Lounge Tuesday. What About Me, starring Johnny Thunders, Jerry Nolan, a whole bunch of people. Rachel Amato is playing the movie. Really good, low-budget New York East Village movie, lots of atmosphere, and that's Thursday at the Anthology Film Archives at, what is it, 7 and 9. Mm-hmm. 7 and 9.
Also, the Guitar Wolf and the Devil Dogs tonight at
Guitar
the Continental
Wolf,
Divide.
Yeah.
And Freddie Boom Boom Cannon.
Woo! Rye, New York, Playland in Rye, New York next Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
We won't be here next Saturday.
I'll be in Rye's Playland.
Well, how far is Rye? I mean, maybe I'll actually be there. I don't know. I'm going upstate next Saturday. So what's our schedule? I guess our summer schedule is, if any of you FMU DJs want to fill in, we'll be gone next week, 4th of July weekend, and all of August.
Oh, wow.
Commissioner cites certain types of music. A day after 20 concert goers were arrested in a bottle throwing clash with the police in Tompkins Square Park, the New York City Parks Commissioner said that the department would make it more difficult for promoters to obtain permits for concerts in public parks.
I see.
The policy changes, Commissioner Henry J. Stern said, will target kinds of music that he said attracts fans prone to violence. He cited punk, rock, and heavy metal. What? No grindcore?
Well.
Specific changes include requiring that a more expensive cleanup bond be bought for concerts in what departments consider risky areas, what the department considers risky areas, and that permit seeker provide a photo identification card. The Parks Department had issued a permit for the concert on Monday, which featured a variety of local bands and was organized by Summerfest, a group that includes squatters who live in abandoned buildings near the East Village Park.
Ooh.
In general, Mr. Stern said that department will... Well, they were cool enough to get Night Bob to do the sound.
Yeah, that's
in general,
get much cooler.
Mr. Stern said the department will scrutinize more closely the nature of music and fans, making it more likely that a classical concert would be approved over a punk rock show.
As long as they get Night Bob to do the sound.
Quote, we don't want to tell people what kind of music they should play or what kind of music they should listen to,
but anyway.
There is a fact of certain kinds of music attract violent people, that music itself stirs up propensity to violence, and then when this music is played, there is violence. It's happened before, it's happening again. See, I didn't see any violence at all in the park. What I saw was a bunch of people laying around like a bunch of dead hippies with their faces pierced. But evidently the cops just moved in and very heavy-handedly shut things down and got a face full of bottles, which as they deserved
for their troubles.
They were getting double time and a half. They could at least work for it.
Cha-ching.
The police said the crowd of 350 to 400 began throwing bottles as they demanded more music, but several concert goers said yesterday that they became upset after police grabbed metal pots and plastic pails from a group of youths using them as drums.
Uh-huh.
By that point, we were in the Japanese restaurant, so I didn't actually see the start of the riot. But I did... a couple of interesting things, just trying to get home while things were smoking out there on the streets.
Got to kind of reroute.
Well, at one point, yeah, we got rerouted, of course. And at one point, we were being rerouted, and Rick Little was hanging with us, and he had his video camera. Of course, the police were very, very polite when they saw a video camera. Mm-hmm. But when we turned the corner and came around again, and Rick Little was gone, they were extremely aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Night sticks a-swinging.
There you go. That's why they get the big money, folks.
Summer's just started, folks.
It's true.
New Delhi, India, four students reportedly were killed Tuesday when college freshmen clashed with police who tried to stop them from cheating on exams.
Wow.
The melee occurred in the town of Dalsingari in the Bihar state after the students opened their books and notes during finals, Press Trust of India said. The students threw explosives at a government jeep and tried to set a fire to the railway station. Police opened fire, killing four of them, kind of like their own Kent State.
Wow.
In the second such incident this year in Bihar, which has the lowest literacy rate in England, last January, one student was killed. The annual standardized test is the main criteria for getting a passing grade, but the students are not supposed to use their books and notes. Students in Bihar maintain they need their books and notes because they have been so poorly taught.
And some loud bragger tries to put me down, says his school's really lousy. I tell him, wait a minute, what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's the worst in the state. A little musical in a little
keep
flavor.
Going.
That's all I know.
Acapella. So, New York, New York. A man was killed in a Bronx subway tunnel while riding on top of the train. Roberto Rodriguez apparently failed to duck when the train entered the tunnel from an elevated track.
Oops.
It looked like he hit the overhang and possibly fell off. He was subway surfing.
Wow.
Anyway.
Some acapella rendition for that one.
What are we going to do now? Oh, let's play some records. We'll come back and finish the rest of the news later.
Okay.
Got one queued up here on the modern label by Johnny Guitar, as opposed to Johnny Gatorgan Watson.
Johnny Sitar.
WFMU, East Orange.
Tired to wait, had a chill this morning, I was too tired to shake. Got a good poker hand, too tired to win. I can hear my baby knocking, too tired to let her in. I'm tired. Walk, too tired to run. I can hear my baby calling, too tired, too tired, too tired. Catch a fire, I wouldn't run and jump all about. With this window wide open, I would roll right out. I'm tired. On a pen, I'm too tired to get up. I'm tired.
All out exposure of the jazz beat generation, living like crazy, loving like mad.
What with Johnny Carroll and Rockin' Maybell?
Well, have you heard about my baby? She's a sweet rockin' mama named Maybell. Have you heard about my baby? She's a sweet rockin' mama named Maybell. Well, she's my woman, don't you know? Well, she's the one in hearts. Go, 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 go. Heard about my baby? She's a sweet rockin' mama named Maybell. Well, she's a real gone cookie Cinderella with a long blonde hair. Baby, 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 baby
modern man reaches into outer space, primitive man searches beyond his horizons. And hot rodders, they're all alive to the jive.
I woke up last night and thought I was going to die. Oh, I woke up last night and thought I was going to die. Oh, say. My doctor came running and my family stood by. Well, now, say, he left three pop pills for 10, 2, and 4. He left three pop pills for 10, 2, and 4. Hey, man, when they hit me, I landed in the middle of the floor. I went to see old Doc and I couldn't get near his shack. Yes, say, they were creeping through the front door and popping right on out the back. I'm telling you, I waited 8 long hours just to knock upon his door. I waited 8 long hours just to knock upon his door. I came to pay my bill and brought money for 100 more.
Amphetamine sulfate looks like commercial grade.
Do it, don't you want to be my love? Will you settle my heart? Will you be my love? Little girl, will you be my girl? Will you take me in your arms and never let me go? Or will you stop me and tell me no? Or will you be
my girl. Stop working the clock because time will come when you and you'll be mine. Gonna take you and keep you and I'm gonna love you and I'm gonna make you mine. Oh, will you be my love? Will you be my girl? Little girl, will you be my girl? Will you be my girl? Stop watching the clock, because time will come when you and you'll be mine. I'm gonna take your love and I'm gonna keep you big. You all mine. Will you be my love? Will you be my girl? Little girl, will you be my girl?
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Hound here. This is WFMU East Orange with the immortal Freddie Coaster. Be my love.
It's not just the drums, it's the vocals too, man.
It's just the perfect record.
Yeah,
there are no two ways about it. Before that, we heard Macy Skipper, Bop Pills. Sheriff and the Rebels did Shambalar. Johnny Carroll and the Hot Rocks from the movie Rock Baby Rocket doing Rockin' Mabel. And Johnny Guitar Watson opened it up, Two Tired. Love that.
Use
I got a real,
quick powder.
Really super off-center 45 of that one. And then I got this double, Billy Miller ordered me this double Japanese CD. So now I got two takes of it that are on-center. But I like the 45 better. I don't know.
Well.
No explanation for that. Anyway, once again, our news staff, Renneke and Brian Redman and Yop Rackerhouse did an amazingly morbid and sick job. But the animal desk is quite astounding this week.
Yeah.
We saved it till everybody got home. This is in London. John Hine, age 55, was crossing a field while walking his two golden retrievers on Sunday near Tetsworth, which is actually about 40 miles northwest of London, when these Jersey cows spotted him, knocked him to the ground, breaking his leg and badly bruising his chest, according to John Willis of the ambulance service. Hine was unable to move after he was knocked down and called for help on his cellular phone.
Oh, by the way, sell my Polaroid stock.
His dogs barked to help paramedics locate their master in the boggy, a secluded spot. There are calves in the field, so I think the cows were being protective.
They're just let out for
helicopter.
Good time.
Yeah. Cow. You don't really see cows attacking
too many
people. Bulls
cow
will,
assaults?
I've seen bulls attacking people, but never cows.
They're coming back about that tipping thing. I think that's what it
yeah.
is.
Pigeon Force, Tennessee.
This is quite an epic.
Police said in the Great Smoky Mountain tourist town, police in this Great Smoky Mountain tourist town are baffled over the slaughter of 88 rabbits at the Bunnyland Miniature Golf Course. The golf course, which is a big advertising sign, live bunnies running loose, remained open after the most recent attack that left 15 rabbits dead sometime between Wednesday and Thursday this week.
Holy humanity.
Less than a week before, 58 rabbits were found on the eve of the course's seasonal grand opening. Many were skinned and mutilated. At least some appeared to have been bludgeoned to death.
The Bunnyland Miniature Golf Rabbit Graveyard.
Bunnyland employees report 15 dead rabbits about 2 months ago, but police couldn't say for certain whether that incident was connected to the more recent ones because they didn't see the carcasses. I'm so weary, I'm so angry, said Jane Vaughn, the director of the Humane Society of Sevier County. My main concern right now is the welfare of the rest of these bunnies.
Yeah.
My main concern is that my mouth has started whistling in my old age. They're
going
to have to start letting me drink on the air. I'm whistling out of... You hear that? How did that happen?
I don't know. I'm just still thinking of all those little bunny carcasses, like, on the windmill, you know?
I think Ted Nugent's been hanging out near there. He's a great bunny shooter, right?
Mm. Yeah, but is he a mutilator?
Just look at him. I bet he is. Moscow, a tiger angered by a tipsy zoo visitor bit off the man's arm and then kept wardens from retrieving the severed limb, according to news reports. The 41-year-old man strolling in the zoo of Arctic's Baltic city of Kaliningrad Monday night wanted to impress his female companion by putting his arm inside the tiger's cage. In another instant, the tiger, infuriated by the man's teasing, chomped his jaws shut, cutting the hapless hero's arm right up to the elbow. The tiger kept the wardens from retrieving the arm, preventing its reattachment.
Wow, I hope she was impressed.
Oddly enough, I went to the zoo Monday, to the Bronx Zoo, and I heard Dave the Spaz talking about he went to the Brooklyn Zoo on Monday also. It's kind of a zoo week.
International Zoo Day. Now, if you get mutilated on a date, do you split the emergency room costs with your date?
It depends on your insurance.
The gentleman pays for his own.
Mobile, Alabama. Fred Beach, one of the last surviving members of the Drifting Cowboys, Hank Williams Band, the fiddle player, died last Tuesday. He was 78 years old. He was the left-handed fiddle player of the Drifting Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Also dead, in case you haven't heard this one, Sonny Sharrock, the jazz guitar player, played on Jack Johnson by Miles Davis, and most importantly, the Pharoah Sanders Two-Head album, which was a huge influence on the Stooges. Mm-hmm. He died this week of a heart attack. Evidently, Elliot Sharp went to his funeral. They buried him with his Les Paul.
It's cool because Elliot Sharp actually makes the little wire service copy on that.
Really?
Yeah, it says so. He's an influence on Carlos Santana and Elliot Sharp.
Oh, ooh.
Attaboy, Elliot.
Well, there you go.
Lopaca, Lopaca, Lopaca.
I like Elliot, but he's another guy who made it on his looks.
There you go.
All right, let's finish. Let's play some records. We'll come back and finish the news in a little while. Here's one by Arlie Miller.
And it ain't gonna bring her back. Roll on, big black train, roll along. Roll on, big black train, roll along. Keep them wheels a moving. You got my baby and you're gone.
You're not gonna hurt me again. girl, this motherfucker's got rhythm.
Ooh, calling. Half past eight. Don't be late. Don't forget we have a date, Colette. How I love you, Colette. Oh, be on time and see your mind, Colette. Believe me, honey, when I say I think about you night and day, Colette. How I need you, Colette. Don't let us part, you break my heart, Colette. So you walk in close by, didn't start talking cause it was so shy. Then you looked into my eyes, don't wanna whisper any goodbyes, Colette. Forget, Colette, I need you so, don't ever go, Colette. Half past nine, ain't on time, yes, you played me down the line, Colette. How I love you, Colette. You broke a vow, I'm lonely now, Colette. You broke a vow, I'm lonely.
A fly's head.
I see you've never...
Well, around in
goes for the first space flight. Planet in the Well, I'm a self space a rocket ship. Baby sees me coming, I just don't see what I'm doing. My hand, I need a little bit of time. I'll turn on that little thing, a little way to goodbye. I'm a 6-5-4-3-2-1. Let's go, darling. You're the one. Well, I'm a rocket over the hill of Mercury. Searching for my baby, she's a god. My hand, I need a little bit of time. Baby on the Mickey ride. When I came up closer, I saw a pretty face. Find a 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. But you're on, baby, we're a good group. Find a 6, 5, 4, 3, 4. Have a good beat them all, baby, let's have a look.
Now you listen to me, you wide-mouthed punk. We've heard just about all we want from you.
Hound here, WFMU East Orange, Bo Diddley there. Boy, I dig that one. That was never released before, unless you bought that 12-CD Charlie Complete Bo Diddley box, which I did.
Jeez, I missed that one. I don't think I could have lifted it.
Pretty baby. You can actually kill somebody with that thing. You drop it on them. What else do we hear? We heard the Sonics Minus One Blast-Off from the Gaiety Story, Volume 2, I believe.
Shall we call them the other Sonics?
Yeah, not the Sonics from Tacoma, the Sonics from Minneapolis. Nathaniel Meyer and his fabulous Twilight that I'm not going to cry. Billy Fury, Colette, which Dr. Tom informs me he was thinking about playing. We choose it out. We drew straws where we got to play the one good British rockabilly record.
Well,
Jackie and the Starlights before that, No More Hurt, and Arlie Miller opened it up, Big Black Train. Anyway.
Isn't there another good English rockabilly record?
Shaken All Over by Johnny Kidd and the Pirates.
Yeah, and someone's going to get their head kicked in tonight by...
That's not really rockabilly.
I don't know what the hell that is.
It's a good one. That's Fleetwood Mac.
Or that one Bonzo Dog Band song. Never mind.
Anyway.
I digress, but that's why I get the big money.
And the first Jeremy Spencer solo album, that's the best British rockabilly record. Oregon City... Oh, you know what? Somebody called us up to remind us that the bunny killings are taking place right near Dollywood, so that the pieces of the puzzle are falling into place, folks, on these bunny killings.
We're going to get back to work on this one.
Yes. Anyway, in Oregon City, Oregon, two private security guards patrolling an apartment complex shot and wounded a man who was repossessing their patrol car. There's no laugh track. You guys are going to have to laugh for me. David Davies, formerly of the Kinks, and now of owner of Metro Security of Portland.
Boy, talk about a hyphenated job.
And Joe Clark, formerly Old Joe Clark of folk song fame, saw the car backing out of a parking space, pulled out their pistols, and opened fire, according to Clackamas County Sheriff Department. Davies recently purchased the car, but apparently had not paid the sheriff's... had not paid for it, said Sheriff's spokesperson, Deputy Wendy Pabst. The former owner, Curtis L. Hardling, age 36, of Oregon City, went to repossess the car early Tuesday using a key he had kept after the sale. Hardling was wounded in the left arm and shoulder. Friends who were with him at the time were not hurt. There were no arrests, but deputies seized the men's guns and turned over information about the shooting to the district attorney's office, who will decide what to do with it. Frankfort, Kentucky. Forget silicone. A hypnotist who ran newspaper ads saying he can help women enlarge their breasts through the power of suggestion. But Kentucky's attorney general doesn't believe it, and he's accused Steve Merrick of deceptive business practices in a lawsuit filed this Thursday.
Oh, ye of little faith.
The advertisements claim women could increase their breasts one full cup without surgery or implants safely through hypnosis with a program developed by a medical doctor. The theory is that some women during puberty may suppress the growth for some reason or another. When hypnotized, this hypnotist that claims to take these women back to puberty and asks them to release this suppression. He indicated that the client had to be very motivated to do this.
Holy smokes.
Shall I go on? This isn't worth going on with.
It's food for thought, though, folks.
Yes.
I might gag on it.
Willits, California. A man killed his wife and their three children with an axe and shot himself to death.
More food for thought.
The bodies were found Thursday morning in the family's three-bedroom home in the timber town of 5,000 people, about 125 miles north of Frisco. William Arthur, quote-unquote, Bruce Sweezy, 33, shot himself in the chest with a handgun after killing his wife, Barbara Ann, age 32, his sons Joshua Bruce and Jacob Robert, and his 11-month-old daughter, Zachariah Heath. Neighbors, co-workers, and Sweezy's boss said Sweezy, a heavy-duty equipment mechanic and logging truck driver, had been depressed and hearing voices.
Well,
anyway, so much for the news.
I guess it kind of cut down on the voices around the house.
I suggest what we do is we do once through their announcements, and then we rock through the end of this thing.
I think
we'll
that's
bring
a fun
in Dr. Tom is filling in for Wild Girl today.
And off to soundcheck for me.
Who's filling in for me next week? We don't know yet, but if you are an FMU DJ and would like to fill in for the Hound, first come, first serve at 201-678-7743. I mean, you can just come here, put your feet up, and play the New World Symphony twice through with your read the paper, get away from the kids, right?
Metal Machine music.
Anyway,
put a CD on repeat.
Here's their announcements. A-Bones and the Henchmen at Maxwell's tonight. It is the final A-Bones show ever. Simon and the Bar Sinisters at the Levee tonight.
For those who like to eat and rock.
The Senders are playing in a flatbed truck at First and First at 8 p.m. tonight. That's free. I'll put you all on the guest list. The Watchbirds with our very own Laura Cantrell at the Mercury Lounge this Tuesday, 9 o'clock.
Happy D-Day.
And Rachel Amato's movie, What About Me, at the Anthology Film Archives, 7 and 9, Thursday, featuring Johnny Thunders, Jerry Nolan, real good cast of sleazeballs, Rockets Red Glare, blah, blah, blah. All right, here we go, and queued up here by Curtis Jones and Piano Red in tandem, as Phil Schaff would say, whatever that means.
Well, we all have a bag, and in every bag we have a thing.
You roll your eyes and my heart gets a beat. I buy a ring from my head to my feet. You look so tame, yet you set my heart aflame. Every time I kiss you, Lord, it drives me insane. You got a way of moving around that makes my temperature go up and down. I look at you, you look at me. I buy a ring from my head to my feet. Well, every time I'm with you, Lord, I feel so fine. I get a funny feeling running up my spine. And when we go out parking and it just gotta leave, a vibe, yeah. You hold my hand and you squeeze it in there. My knees get weak, my head in a spin. I look at you, you look at me. Vibe a read from my head to my feet, yeah. I kiss you, Lord, it drives me insane. You got a way of moving around that makes my temperature go up and down. I look at you, you look at me. Bible read from my head to my feet. Every time I'm with you, Lord, I feel so fine. Get a funny feeling running on my spine. When we go out talking and it just gonna leave, I kiss you and I vibe read, yeah. You hold my hand and you squeeze it in there. My knees get weak and my head in the spin. From my head to my feet.
I see you've never met Fats Domino. Little green man come from, Wilbur? Have we been invaded from Mars?
Stop. drop me dead. Stop me there. Stop me there.
It's a good thing I don't need an ear for music. I'm in ladies' underwear.
Psycho.
This is a hit!
Into outer space, primitive man searches beyond his horizons.
Oh, Handy Joe come to town one day, standing on a corner, heard the jukebox play. The jukebox playing with the hard down beat, the rhythm started moving and hold your feet. Handy Joe, rock 'em and a roll 'em. Handy Joe, rock 'em and a roll 'em. And lay down his knife. He's gonna rock and roll for the rest of his life. He called his four about 8 o'clock. Said, paint him up, man, it's time to rock. He big dance called Bob and the Blues. I'm gonna wear better in my blue suede shoes. Indian Joe, rock 'em and roll 'em. Indian Joe, rock 'em and roll 'em. He lay down his tomahawk and lay down his knife. He's gonna rock and roll for the rest of his life. Rock and roll for the rest of the lot.
Now let's take these brown Hispanic people.
Every time I close my eyes,
shadows fall and darkness nears. I see the rain like falling tears, and I think of how, oh, how I've been untrue. Lord knows I don't mind the shadows, oh, the darkness, oh, the rain. Don't bother me. Perhaps your new love will be a true love, but if he hurts you and leaves you blue, I pray he'll come back to me, 'cause I'll be true. Lord knows I don't mind the shadows. Perhaps your new love will be a true love, but if he hurts you and leaves you blue, I pray he'll come back to me, 'cause I'll be true.
And right now, incidentally, our sponsors are Jew. Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
Never too cold, never too hot to do the squat. Never too young, never too old to do the squat. Pop it all right, doing the twist is fine. When you wanna have a rockin' time, do the squat. Squat. You're never too thin, you're never too fat, but do the squat. You're never too tall, you're never too short, but do the squat. All right, but it's out of date. Let me put you on time. Let me get you straight. Do the squat. Squat. Little heel, toe, go on squat. Up, back, side track. Now squat. Poppin' all right, doing the twist is fine. And when you wanna have a rockin' time, you do the squat. Squat.
Yeah.
Jungle. Anyway, Hound here, that just about craps it up. From the bottom of the deck, that was Troy Shondell, Girl After Girl. Little Luther did Do D Squat. The Idrisi Brothers, Alone in Blue, Take One. Art Adams did Indian Joe. The Chantels, Prayee. Bobby Poor with the Bumps Blackwell Orchestra, Mama Says I Can't Go Out Tonight.
Orchestra.
Escarita did Crazy, Crazy Feeling by request. Thunderbirds did Flying Saucers Rock and Roll. Fats Domino Orchestra with 44. Conway Twitty did I Vibrate, and Curtis Jones and Piano Red opened it up So Shook Up. Hey, next week I'm off. Vacation time. But I'll be back the 18th. We'll be back here the 18th of June if the good Lord's willing and the crick don't rise. This is WFMU East Orange, and Dr. Thomas filling in for Wild Girl. He'll be up next. Don't forget, Il Bruch, his final show at the A-Bones tonight at Maxwell's. Thanks, Bruce, for coming down.
Thank you very much for bringing me.
Lord, the crick, let's get out of here.
Down.
Music a lot. Hate it. Hate it. I hate it.